Hello everyone and welcome to The Blue Zone. I'm your host Pete Kickass and I hope you're enjoying Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Because I'm really enjoying this. This event is really awesome. So how are you guys doing today? I hope you guys are pretty good because I'm cold. Maybe you guys are cold as well because, well, it's winter. And, well, I'm here just to make you colder. I actually thought about saying I'm going to warm you up, but I'm just playing winter songs today. Yeah, so today's show is going to be a special Winterfest episode, so I'm just going to play Sonic, winter-themed Sonic songs. So I think that fits the theme pretty well. So, yeah, I really have nothing else to say on the beginning, so I think we should move on to some more songs and we'll talk later on, shall we? So let's play three more songs and then we'll get to talk about things because I'm going to give away some really cool prizes, so you need to brush up your Sonic education, like, really well. So tune for that. And yeah, let's play some more songs, shall we? So let's hear this song, which is awesome. I don't know why I didn't play this first, but it's Ice Cap Zone from Sonic 3. Enjoy.
Live shows and community content all weekend long. You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016.
And we're back. I hope you have enjoyed those three songs that I've played for you. Well, they're all Winter Team, as I said. So, for those joining now, this is the Blue Zone. It's a Sonic Team show on Radio Sega. This episode will be focused on Winter Sonic songs. So, let's get to the thing you've all been waiting for, shall we? Let's give away some things and cool things that I have here for you. So, today I'll be giving you three questions for you to answer. And what will you win if you get those answers right? So, the prizes that I will be giving you are one XL-sized Eggman 25th sweater, which is courtesy of Insert Coin Clothing, and one Sonic Dash poster, which is courtesy of Sega Europe. It's a worldwide giveaway, so everyone can join it. And what do you need to do to win this? So I will be giving, as I will do the show, I will be giving you three questions, that is. And you need to answer those questions correctly. And how will this work? Well, each question will be worth 3 points. And the first, you only have three guesses for those questions. So the first guess, if you get it on the first time, you get 3 points. The second guess will get 2 points, and the third guess you only get 1 point. So brush up your Sonic communication, because these ones are going to be, well, they're going to be mixed. So you're going to have an easy question, a medium question, and a hard question. So if you want to answer those questions, you must PM me on Discord. I'm PTKKS over there on the Radio Sega Discord. Just message me on private. So no Twitter and no social media answers. Those will not be counted. So I think that's all. All right. So I'll be giving you now the first question, which is, get ready. What were Sonic's last words to Metal Sonic in Sonic Heroes? So what were Sonic's last words to Metal Sonic in Sonic Heroes? You only get three guesses for this question, so use them wisely. And I wish you good luck. So let's move along to the news and things. So first thing, I will just remind you that please vote on my survey, on the survey for this show, which is the top 5 songs from Sonic 2, if you haven't already. So I'm just going to share it again. So please vote it there. Vote for that. So we can actually do the segment that it should, because we have ties. We have like 5 or 4 ties over there, so please vote if you can. So now, what are the news this week? We actually had we actually had low amount of news this week, but we actually had some pretty cool news. Well, the first time I'm going to share with you is that the Sonic Fan Festival will be happening in Japan. So I don't really know what that is. I could find some info about that, but I can give you the things that they will be happening there. So there will be a Fire and Ice Sonic Boom Fire and Ice tournament, Time Attack tournament, and the winner will get a sexy trophy, which I will share on Discord. They will get like Death Trophy, which is there will also be some goodies if you want to purchase. So there will be Sonic Mania postcards like Grinnell and Suitsuiopolis, which are in the first link I've sent you, and they also are on this link, so check them out. They also have Sonic Mania hoodies, which are here, also pretty cool hoodies. They also have Sonic Mania bandanas over here, good stuff as well. Sonic Mania blankets, so if you have some cold, you can just eat up with the Sonic Mania over here. And some music-styled Sonic packs, which are also amazing, and I wish I had one, but look at that, it's so perfect. And they also have a lot more stuff, which I've already sent you on Discord, like they have cards and like a cup and laptops and food, lots of cool stuff if you want to buy. So if you are from Japan and you are hearing this, go there and buy me some things. Okay, let's just move on. So next news, we have the Sonic Hacking Contest will be happening on 2017. It has been announced like really early, because there were some problems during this year's sound checking contest, so they announced it a little bit earlier so that they have time to make their drumettes. So, and there are also going to be some changes on the 2017 version. So they have now included quality control that acts have to meet in order to be accepted, so more high quality acts. They have also removed some trophies and added some new ones. And there's also a separate hacking expo during the contest week, which will allow acts to be showcased when being evaluated. So if you have like an amateur act, so you can just post it there for people to see it without it being evaluated. So if you want to read more on that, I've just posted the link on the Radio Sega Discord. Just check it out. So that's all the news we have for this week. As I said, there aren't too many news, but not bad news at all. So let's move on with some more music, shall we? So let's play three more songs, and this time we'll go with Cool Edge from Sonic Unleashed.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it.
We'll be right back.
And we are back again. So, welcome to the my favorite segment of the show, which is Sonic Game of the Week. And in this segment, I will talk about a game, Sonic game, that is. And I will share with you some facts and some trivia that you may not already know about that game. And we will also play the top 5 songs of said game. But please, I will ask again, please vote for the poll, because we still have like a ton of ties over there. So if you haven't voted for the poll already, just please do so, because I'm really in need for some votes. Although we really had like a lot of answer numbers, but please, if you haven't already, just vote them. I really need so. But before that, I'm going to share you the second question. Oh, what a voice crack, sorry about that. The second question that I will be asking. So, are you guys ready for this question? I hope you are, because I'm going to share this right now. So, the second question is, what was the name of the brand that sponsored Sonic Adventure 2 we choose? So if you know the answer for this question, PM me on Discord, not on social media, just on Discord. These ones are like really easy, the easiest of them all. So if you don't get this one, I don't know. Just if you know the answer, just PM me and I'll give you some good points. Yeah, that's it. We still have one more question. So if you don't have enough points, just wait a little bit more until we share this next question. Also, if you missed the first question, the question is, what were Sonic's last words to Metal Sonic in Sonic Heroes? So, in case you missed that one. So, Sonic Game of the Week. This week we have Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which is the sequel to Sonic the Hedgehog 1. Obvious. If you want to share your opinions about this game with me, just PM me your opinions and I will read through them live on the show. So, what's Sonic the Hedgehog 2? So, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is a sequel to Sonic the Hedgehog 1, as I said. And we have two playable characters in this game, so Sonic and Tails. And we also have Knuckles if you play the re-release for mobile. What about the gameplay? The gameplay on this game is very similar to Sonic 1. They added the spin dash move, which is a great addition for the Sonic game, so it can keep your momentum, or no, you can regain your momentum just by pressing down on the jump button and you can get some speed. The zone number is also different, so instead of having 3 zones per stage, you actually have 2 zones per stage, which is great, unless you're playing Metropolis Zone. Because the moment I saw the Metropolis Zone Zone 3, Act 3, that is, it was kinda shocking. Special stages are completely different from the first game, so instead of that, the special stages are played by going through a tube and avoiding some obstacles and gaining some rings. So, for example, you need to get a certain number of rings to pass the stages, you can call them that. And once you pass, I think it's 3 or 2, I can't remember, I think it's 3. So once you pass the three stages from the special stage, you get the Chaos Emerald, and that repeats over and over again until you get the 7 emeralds. So that's another change. You actually have 7 emeralds instead of 6 in Sonic the Hedgehog 1. What else? So now you also have Super Sonic, which is something that didn't exist in Sonic 1 at all, which is obtained by getting all 7 Chaos Emeralds and by collecting 50 rings. And just press the jump button twice, and you turn to Super Sonic, which you will be faster and invincible. And each second you will lose 1 ring from the 50 rings you already obtained, so that's another thing. You also have 2 pin mode. Versus mode, that is, which is two players compete in a split screen race through 3 of the main zones and 1 special stage in case a tie happens. And what are these 3 stages in multiplayer? So you have Emerald Hill, Casino Night, and Mystic Cave. So you can race like your brother or your friend, in case you want, of course. What else? So the facts, I think that's all I have. Yep. So what about the zones? So you have Emerald Hill Zone, which is very similar to Green Hill Zone. but better. Yeah, I said better. I actually like Chemical Plant a lot more than Vinyl. Now you have Chemical Plant, so it's an industrial... sorry about that again. Which is an industrial place that got floated by a Megamac, by a Robotnik. So what is Megamac? It's that purple liquid that you see in Chemical Pencil. It's called Megamac, in case you didn't know about that. Then you have Aquatic Ruin, which is a room team level with underwater sections. You have Casino Night Zone, which is actually the zone with the song I'm playing on the talk bed. And it takes place in the casino city during the night, as the name suggests. Then you have a Hilltop Zone, which takes place on a region above the clouds and feature lava pits and underground caverns. You also have then Mystic Cave Zone, which is a cave team level and takes place below Hilltop Zone. So you probably didn't know that as well. Oil Ocean is a giant oil refinery team level, which doesn't have water as the other stages, but it has oil, as the name suggests. So you can get drowned on the oil, and it sticks to you, like below the oil, slowly and slowly. Then you have Metropolis Zone, which is an industrial plant, and it's the only zone that has three acts in this game. Then you have Sky Chase Zone, which features Sonic and Tails pursuing Robotnik's Flying Fortress on the tornado. Then you have Wing Fortress, which is the outside of Robotnik's Flying Fortress, and then you have Death Egg. Heliop. Oh, I think I said something wrong, but well then sorry about that, Hilltop Zone. So Wing Fortress, which is the outside of the Robotnik's Flying Fortress, and then after that you have Death Egg Zone, which is inside Robotnik's space station, so that takes place in space. And that also features the final boss of the game. Now some trivia, there were a lot of prototypes that were leaked for this game, and some of those prototypes include some stages and some zones that were not included on the final game, such as Wood Zone, which is, I think it takes place on the trees. And on trees and it's all wood, that's why it's called Wood Zone. It also features Hidden Palace Zone, which was later remastered or remade to for the release on the mobile, so the remake for mobile, and Genocide City Zone as well. I can't remember how it was though. I don't have an image over here, so sorry about that. And how do you access Hidden Palace Zone on the mobile version? So do you remember that the pit in Mystic Cave Zone where you got like stuck in there until you're dead basically? Well, that pit got removed in the remake, and it's now the entrance for Hidden Palace Zone on the mobile version. Also, some cool facts on the American Sonic 2 box, the screenshots from Oil Ocean and Aquatic Ruin are from the prototype version of the game. And on page 7 from the manual of the same version, there's a screenshot of the Beta 4 style screen. And on page 9, there's another screenshot of the prototype version of Oil Ocean. So go grab your Sonic 2 copies for the Genesis, just to see those cool screenshots. And that's all I have to share with you. So I'm going to give you some more minutes for you to vote on the poll, because we're done with the facts, so I need to play the top 5 songs now, and I'm going to refresh the polls to see how it is. So in case you haven't voted for that already, I'm going to share it one more time, because we have like a lot of ties. So in case you haven't voted already, which I doubt it because we already have like a ton of voters, vote please. Like 1 minute for you to vote, so let's enjoy the sounds of Casino Night Zone while that happens. time's up. If you haven't voted for the poll, well, I'm going to close it now. And unfortunately, because we still have... Oh, no. Oh, yeah, we actually have a first place right now. So I'm going to close the poll real quick, because, unless you... so that we don't have more size. So let me close this real quick. And how did I close it last time? Oh, I think it's you. Yep. And the poll is now closed. Thank you all for voting for it. Thank you so much for voting for the poll. And it's time to sort... Oh god, so someone voted in the last second. Oh, it was Twinny. Like, thank you, Twin, thank you, because you just gave us, like, the three first places. Concrete. So, what do I need to do now? I need to use random notar to select the fourth place. And, yeah. So I'm going to sort up some things really quick, so wait a little bit more, please. Sorry, because, yeah. Enjoy the Kizuna Night Zone once more. Everything set up, so let's enjoy the listener's top 5 for Sonic 2. Hope you guys actually enjoy the picks. If you don't, well, that's how things go. So.
Number 5.
On 5th place we have Emerald Hill Zone. We'll be right back.
Number 4.
On fourth place, and as decided by random.org, we have Casino Night Zone. It's the only tie of this top five. So the rest of the picks will be completely decided by you.
Number 3.
On third place, we have the Special Stage Team. On second place, we have Chemical Plant Zone.
number one.
Amazing!
And on first place, in the well-deserved first place in my opinion, Mystic Cave Zone. And that was the top 5 songs from Sonic 2 as you guys picked them. So, before going on with the show, I want to show you the full results of the poll. So, the top 5 songs we already know, but what were the songs that got tied on in 3rd place? So, in 3rd place we have Kizuna Light Zone, Sky Chase Zone and Metropolis Zone. Those 3 tracks were tied for 3rd place, so if you voted for one of those tracks, blame random.org for not picking your choice. So, on 6th place, you have the ending theme. In 7th place, you have a tie between 4 tracks, actually. You have Oil Ocean Zone, the Hidden Palace Zone, Wing Fortress Zone, and the Boss Theme. They all got tied for the 7th place. Alright, 9th place, you have Hilltop Zone. And 10th place, you have 3 tracks which were tied. So, Death X Zone, the part 1 and part 2, and the Aquatic Room Zone in 10th place. And in 11th place, you have the Game Results Team, Disney Night Zone for 2 players, and Emerald Hill Zone for 2 players. And without any vote whatsoever, you have Mystic Cave Zone, 2 players, and Options. So, those 2 tracks looks like they are hated by the community or something, because they had not only one single vote as went to them. So let's move on to the show. So it's time for the Remix Zone. And what is the Remix Zone? So the Remix Zone is a place where I'll play 3 remixes of Sonic Community, and I'll try to pick the best remixes that there are. I'll play all the remixes that are available. But I'll pick some remixes from the community, and I'll play them here for you to listen. But before that, I'm going to share you the 3rd question for the prizes. So I hope you haven't forgot about that. So until now, we have a tie for 1st place. Like 4 people are tied for 1st place on the for the prize. And we have the 2nd, 3rd and 4th place alone. So this question will decide who's gonna win and who's gonna lose, because it's not a really easy question. I must tell you. So are you ready to hear the question? So the question is, what's the name of the free Sonic mobile game that plays like Sonic Runners but with hand-drawn graphics? Here's a hint, it's removed from the stores as of now. So, what's the name of the free Sonic mobile game that plays like Sonic Runners, but with hand-drawn graphics, and it's not available for download anymore? So if you know the answer for this question, PM me on Discord, again, not on social media, you may win a prize, maybe, I don't know. So yeah, that's it. I've already shared you all the questions, and I'm going to read to them all just one last time in case you missed one of them. So, first question was, Sonic, what were Sonic's last words to Metal Sonic in Sonic Heroes? The second question was, what was the name of the brand that sponsored Sonic Adventure 2 with shoes? And the third question is, what's the name of the free Sonic mobile game that plays like Sonic Runners but with hand-drawn graphics? And it's not available on the stores as of now. So answer this question by PMing me on Discord. So, Remix Zone, I have like 3 remixes, like really good remixes over here. You guys will definitely enjoy them. So, without further ado, let's play the remixes. So let's start with Panic in Paradise by Lane. You may know this song from the fan game Sonic Utopia, a great fan game by the way. So, let's hear it. USA. This one is Panic Pop and then Pickle Pop remix by General Test and Joshua Tytower, Luke 2000. You may hear this song during the Sonic Summer Sonic Countdown, so maybe you know it.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
And this one is a great remix of Endless Possibilities by Falk. Just in time.
This is my escape. I'm running through this world and I'm not looking back. Cause I know I can go when no one's ever gone. Feels like I'm lost in a dream. I know in my heart it's my time, and I already see the possibilities are never ending. I see it, and now it's all within my reach. And the possibility, I see it now. It's always been inside of me, and
And those were the three remixes I had saved for you. How do you like them? Well, I enjoyed them really. They were amazing, actually. We had the Panic in Paradise by Lang, really great remix of Green Ozone. We had the Panic Puppet and Trickle Park by General Offensive and Joshua Typal. Great remix as well from Panic. Trickle Park. Oh, I know it from Trickle Park myself, but because I actually only played like 3D Blast one or two times, I can't remember, but I didn't really enjoy 3D Blast that much. You may know this song from the Summer of Sonic Countdown part, so the beginning of the event. And the Panic in Paradise by Lang, you may know it from Sonic Utopia, which is a great fan game. I totally recommend you check it out. And then right now we have Endless Possibility, a Rock Straight remix by Falk. So it's a little mix on the original Endless Possibility. On Endless Possibility, Falk is a little bit too loud. So, oh yeah, I didn't quite tune it down as I normally do. Sorry about that. And this remix is he picked Randall's Possibility and then added some orchestral instruments right there. It's a great remix as well. But unfortunately, we're arriving to the end of the show. But before that, I'm not talking away from the mic. I'm really close to it, actually. I'm really close to the mic, actually. I might be talking a little low, so I can't scream like this if you want, but I don't recommend because it's getting too loud over here. But I can tune the Talkpad song music a little low, but I'm like speaking really close to the mic, not away from it, really. So before we get on with the fader bar. So is it better like this? Probably it is. Just let me know if it's better like this so I can continue on with the show. I'm just going to talk. Just keep talking like this. Maybe it's a bit better, but maybe you can listen to my voice much better. I don't know. I'm just waiting. But before we go on with the end of the show, it's time to announce who won the prizes. So I'm going to give you a last chance for you to answer the questions if you didn't already. So shouting option. No, I won't be shouting at the show. So if you didn't know already, the prizes are one XL size Eggman 25th sweater, so it's courtesy of Insert Coin Clothing, and one signed dash poster, which is courtesy of Sega Europe. It's a worldwide giveaway, so everyone can enter. So if those that didn't enter for the contest, I'm going to say the questions again. So the first question is, what were Sonic's last words to Metal Sonic in Sonic Heroes? The second question was, what was the name of the brand that sponsored Sonic Adventure 2 with shoes? And the third question is, what's the name of the free Sonic mobile game that plays like Sonic Runners with hand-drawn graphics, and it's not available on the stores anymore? So we already got another answer. So 3 points for you. Alright. I'm going to wait a little bit more so that those that didn't send the answers already so they can enter. And I will keep waiting. And waiting like more 5 seconds or so. And yeah, time's up. So you can no longer enter for the contest, so it's time for me to pick who won the prizes. So the first place, so we actually have a tie on both places, so we need to resort to random.org for the prizes. So let's start off by opening random.org, that is. So we have a tie with three people on first place. So I'm going to put 1 and 3, and I'm going to generate a random number. So we have a winner for the 25th sweater, XL Eggman shirt, sweater, again. And the winner winner is II980. Congrats to you, II980. You won the XL 25th sweater, courtesy of Insert Coin Clothing. So congrats to you. Send me your shipping details via PM on Discord, so that I can send you the, well, not me really, but so that you can receive the really cool sweater by Insert Coin Clothing. And now, so who were on first place, I must say before we go on. So in first place we had II980, Kepper, Klaus, and Saros96. So one of those three, one of the other two people could have won the sweater, so that was not a really great luck over there. So, and on second place, so entering to win the Sonic Dash poster from Sega Europe, we have actually a tie again with two people. So I'm going to reserve two. Randler again, and we have a winner again. So the winner of the Sonic Dash poster is Eclipse. Congrats to you, you won the Sonic Dash poster. Eclipse, oh, I need to unpause this. So Eclipse won the Sonic Dash poster from Sega Europe. Congrats to you. Just send me your shipping details via PM, and so that you can receive the awesome Sonic Dash poster. So it's the same poster I got to wait till 3 a.m. yesterday to watch. So who was on second place? So we had Eclipse and Green Viper 8. So Green Viper, you could have won the Sonic Dash poster, but bad luck. So the other contestants, what were their places? So on third place we have Music Clues with 6 points, and on last place we had True with 3 points. So I guess that's not enough Sonic education. You might want to brush it up a little bit more. And that's all I need to say. So I'll be waiting for you to send me the shipping details, but well, it's time for me to close on today's show. So thank you all a lot for tuning into this show. It was amazing. In my opinion, it was a lot better than the first episode, because not only was I more prepared, but yeah, hope you guys have enjoyed it. Well, I have enjoyed it a lot, as I said before. And let's finish the show off with a little twist. So we had every song we had till now, well, except the top 5 and the remixes, we had winter themed songs. So to warm you up a little bit, let's play a song that's themed around lava, shall we? So thank you all for listening. Hope you tune in next week. Oh, and I forgot to say that next week there won't be I need to pause this. Sorry about that. But there are some things that I forgot to say. Silly you. God damn it. So, God damn it. What was the song? God damn it. Sorry, I'm messing up. I knew this was going to happen. But as I was saying, next week there won't be a The Blue Zone episode, because it's Christmas Day and I need to pass some time with my family and, yeah, priorities. So sorry, I'm really sorry about that. So next week there isn't The Blue Zone episode. Sorry about that. And don't forget to tune in so at 5 p.m. GMT, so next to this show. Don't forget to tune in for Club Sega with Tiny Fruit. Great show waiting for you. That's waiting for you over there. So make sure you tune in. And now please wait while I get this thing working. So okay, everything is working. So thank you all for tuning in, and I hope to see you guys at next episode. See ya! All right, so quick change of plan. Since we already have a lot of time left until the Club Sega airs, send me your requests on Discord and I'll play them until we reach 5 p.m.